Hello. This podcast is AI generated, so please read the disclaimers. Follow us on Apple and Spotify, Adobe Inc., NASDAQ, ADBE, Oppenheimer 26th Annual Technology, Internet and Communications Conference, August 8, 2023, 10:45 a.m. Eastern Time. Adobe Inc. talked at the Oppenheimer 26th Annual Technology, Internet and Communications Conference on August 8, 2023. Highlights of the discussion include Autodesk seeing strong demand for its products across the board, particularly Acrobat, Photoshop, and Lightroom. Notably, they've seen significant growth in mobile-only users for Lightroom. They also identified opportunities for content personalization through their Creative Cloud, noting an increase in demand for content as technology has enabled more consumption of it. Particularly, the combination of tools, workflow, and AI have also emerged as areas of demand in the enterprise. Key positives for Adobe are its impressive product innovations, strong demand across its products, its capability to expand its customer base, and its ability to adapt to market needs. They are specifically excited about the emerging concept of generative AI, which they believe will significantly enhance the creation and optimization of digital content. They assert it wouldn't reduce the number of digital content creators but would change the nature of jobs, automating some while creating new ones. The company, however, does recognize the challenge of increased demand for personalized content. With more channels to reach consumers, there is an insatiable need for content which cannot be economically satisfied at present. But Adobe sees this as an opportunity to fuse tools, workflows, and AI to meet this need. Adobe is banking on its new offering, Firefly, for revenue and productivity increase. Firefly is a creative generative model that allows the creation of varied media content. It includes a family of models, with a standalone product and unique workflows within flagship applications. It aims to increase productivity and content expressiveness. The number of creatives has dwindled, leading to demands to create 5 times more content than currently produced. Firefly aims to help bridge this gap, although generative AI, which Firefly uses, may not fully meet this need. Another strength of Firefly is that all its models are trained on content where Adobe has a license or access. Adobe also integrates AI and tools workflows, making Firefly safer and more efficient. Monetization in the near future for Firefly will include subscription-based, transaction-based, consumption-based services, an enterprise offering, higher ARPUs and retention from flagship applications, and API offerings. Adobe also plans to expand Firefly into existing products and channels and create standalone offerings. Financially, Adobe expects Firefly to contribute to its ARR from 2024. Some of the beta development costs will move to COGS when Firefly begins to monetize.